Hi everyone, welcome back to Logical Bible Study. This is the Catholic podcast where we take a look at the readings from today's Mass and we try to give you the tools to really dig into the text. So we're not just reading the text, we want to really understand the text of Scripture. And so today's Gospel reading at Mass is from Luke chapter 1, verses 57 to 66. The time came for Elizabeth to have her child, and she gave birth to a son. And when her neighbours and relations heard that the Lord had shown her so great a kindness, they shared her joy. Now on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child. They were going to call him Zechariah after his father, but his mother spoke up. "No," she said, "he is to be called John." They said to her, "But no one in your family has that name," and made signs to his father to find out what he wanted him called. The father asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they were all astonished. At that instant, his power of speech returned, and he spoke and praised God. All their neighbors were filled with awe, and the whole affair was talked about throughout the whole hill country of Judea. And those who heard of it treasured it in their hearts. "What will this child turn out to be?" they wondered. And indeed the hand of the Lord was with him. So we're in Luke chapter 1, and Luke chapter 1 is a long chapter and it basically forms one big unit. So earlier in Luke chapter 1 we were introduced to Elizabeth and Zechariah, and this is essentially a continuation of that story. Just prior to this in Luke chapter 1, the visitation has occurred. So Mary comes to visit Elizabeth and she proclaims the Magnificat in that visit as well. Now those readings are read on December 21st and 22nd. That's when they're read in sequence, although there's also other times in the liturgical year when Mary's visitation of Elizabeth is covered, particularly on the Marian feast days. But the main time to hear this in sequence is December 21st and 22nd. So we get up to verse 57 today. The time came for Elizabeth to be delivered. Now this must be shortly after Mary left, because the text said that Mary stayed until the ninth month of her pregnancy. So Mary was with her for quite a while. It appears that Mary has just left and now Elizabeth is about to give birth. Verse 58, when her neighbors and relations heard that the Lord had shown her so great a kindness, they shared her joy. So many people in the community, she probably lived in a small town, knew that Elizabeth was barren and wanted a child. And now the community rejoices with her. This fulfills the promise that Gabriel gave to Zechariah about John. If you read earlier in chapter 1, Gabriel told Zechariah, "Many will rejoice at his birth." So here we have the neighbors rejoicing. They attribute her conception of a child to God and they glorify him. This is actually one of the miracles that we forget about. People, it appears, turn to God as a result of hearing about Elizabeth's pregnancy. Verse 59, on the eighth day, so this is the day when Jews were required to circumcise a newborn child in the temple, and that's based largely on Genesis 17, verse 12. So what's circumcision all about? Well, there's a lot that could be said about it. Basically, it was the mark of belonging to God's people for males in the Old Covenant. When a male was circumcised, it signaled the beginning of the child's covenant membership in Israel. Why did a child have to be circumcised? Well, in the context of when it was originally given in Genesis 17, it pointed towards sacrificing things for God. And in particular, it was actually given in relation to sexual purity. If you look at Genesis 17, you'll see the things that led up to the God commanding circumcision. The ultimate purpose of circumcision, though, was it was supposed to be an outward sign of an inward circumcision of the heart. So it's almost prefiguring sacraments, and in fact it does prefigure baptism. So verse 59, it says, they would have named him. So the day of circumcision was usually when a Jewish child would be named. Who's the they that wants to do the naming? Well, probably Zechariah and Elizabeth's extended family who have come up for the circumcision ceremony. And they want to name him Zechariah after his father. Now that makes sense because it was customary for boys to take the name of a male in their family, often their father, so it makes sense that they expected him to be called Zechariah. But Elizabeth says no, he should be called John. Now, if you read earlier in chapter 1, Zechariah had been given this command by the angel Gabriel. Angel Gabriel says, you must call your son John. And he had probably told his wife about it in writing. Remember, Zechariah had become dumb. He couldn't speak. But he probably told his wife that the expected name for the child should be John in writing. Now, John means the Lord is merciful. And that's what Gabriel says. They have to call their son. So the extended family doesn't understand. They say, well, no one in your family has that name. And so they make signs to Zechariah. Now, that's interesting. Why would they have to make signs to Zechariah if he's only been struck dumb? He should still be able to hear them. The fact that they need to make signs to him suggests that actually at the time he was struck dumb, he was probably struck deaf as well. The Greek word kophos can actually refer to either condition. So it appears that he might have been struck both deaf and dumb at the same time. Verse 63, Zechariah settles the matter by writing on a wooden tablet covered with wax. His name is John, and that's what those wooden tablets would have looked like, and very solemn, his name is John. And they all marveled. They were surprised that Zechariah wanted this name. It would have been very unexpected. They were probably scratching their heads going, why does Zechariah want to name his son John? As soon as he does that, verse 64, immediately his mouth opened and his tongue loosed. So the temporary punishment that was given to Zechariah for his unbelief is lifted. That temporary punishment, if you like, has now served its purpose. Zechariah has learned his lesson. That's an interesting thing about this story that we often miss. And he spoke, blessing God. Notice that's his very first response after he's healed. He speaks and he blesses God. The words he says are recorded in the Benedictus prayer in verse 67 onwards of Luke chapter 1. And that is read on the morning mass on December 24th, if you want to hear his prayer that he glorifies God with. But for now, the narrative continues. Verse 65, we learn that everyone that sees it is fearful because they've just seen this miraculous healing from God. And it's going to make sense for them to wonder what it could all mean. They're thinking, why was Zechariah's tongue loosed as soon as he confirmed that the child's name is to be called John? What's going on here? What's God up to? It says, all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. So that's the hill country area around Jerusalem where Elizabeth and Zechariah lived. Word spreads among the community of all that has happened. Verse 66, all who heard of it treasured it in their hearts. Basically, that means thought deeply about what was going on and what it could all mean. They try to work out how it all fits together. And they say to themselves, what then will this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him. So it's obvious to the people who've seen this circumcision and naming ceremony of John that this is no ordinary child. God has his eye and his protection on him. And the people in Elizabeth and Zechariah's town know this and they start to talk about, what does this all mean? What's going on? Now, there are no catechism references today, which actually link to what we've heard in Luke chapter 1, but I'd encourage you to keep this ministry in your prayers. Logical Bible study is all about expanding the kingdom of God by helping Catholics and other people understand the literal sense of Scripture. So if this podcast has helped you do that, then please tell others about it. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow.